Micah chapter 5. Now gather in troops, O daughter of the troop. He has placed a siege against us. They will strike the judge of Israel with a rod against the cheek. But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, although you are small among the thousands of Judah, from you he who is mine will come out to be a ruler in Israel, yet his goings are of age-old time. Therefore he will suffer them until the time when she who is giving birth has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers will return to the sons of Israel, and he will stand and tend them in the strength of the Lord, in the excellence of the name of the Lord his God, and they will remain secure, for then he will have become great up to the ends of the earth. And this man will be peace. When Assyria comes to our land, and when he treads in our palaces, we will raise up against him 7 shepherds and 8 princely men, and they will rule the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod at its gates. And he will deliver us from Assyria when he comes into our land and when he steps into our territory. And the remainder of Jacob will be in the midst of many peoples, like dew from the Lord, like showers on the grass. And he will not put hope in man, nor will he put expectation in the sons of Adam. And the remainder of Jacob will be among the Gentiles, in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among the beasts of the forest, like a young lion among the flocks of sheep. And if it comes across them, it tramples and tears them to pieces, and there is no one to deliver them. Let your hand be raised against your adversaries, and may all your enemies be cut off. And it will come to pass on that day, says the Lord, that I will cut off your horses from your midst, and I will destroy your chariots. And I will cut off the cities of your land, and I will demolish all your fortresses. And I will cut off sorceries from your reach, and you will have no diviners by clouds. And I will cut off your carved images, and your pillars from your midst, and you will no longer worship the works of your hands. And I will pull down your phallic parks from your precincts, and I will destroy your cities. And I will take vengeance in anger and in fury on the Gentiles who have not listened.